straight to your home or car or wherever you are from the house with the cats. You're listening to Warm Beer and the Cheap Seats podcast, WBECS, with Big Mike and Casey. Take it away, Casey.
This is WBECS. Hey, happy Friday. Big Mike will be joining us here in a little bit. He's on a, we'll just say a walkabout. So we got a lot of things to cover. We got the old WrestleMania wrap up. Sweet Melissa's got some stories. And then I have a few bones to pick. I don't even know what to start with. We went to a friend's house to watch WrestleMania. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, next time I might just I'm not going to say it. But I took an Uber, and I should say I think Uber needs to vet the process. Like, the driver was not enthusiastic about driving us, so I'm not sure if they understood the concept of what Uber is or what they do or what service they provide. Because 20 minutes into the ride, which she had said no word to us, she said, "How long is this trip?"
Oh, that was an hour into the drive.
Yeah. I mean, traffic was horrible that night for whatever reason, construction. They were tore up like a whole plumbing, whatever.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they ripped up 54. I drove by it today. Yeah, that was a major project.
That was probably our friend Gordon's fault.
It was probably the Gordo for sure. Angry Gordo. And then she was quiet for another 20 minutes. And then she said, would she allude to, like, basically she didn't want, like, a bad review?
No, but she may as well have said that.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of a weird turn of events. So it was the strangest, awkward Uber ride, and it was like an hour and a half with this lady. And she was just, like, not happy about driving. But, again, it's Uber. And the lady's car was pretty...
Junkety.
Yeah, it was pretty crappy.
I mean, I can't really talk, I don't think. But
she wasn't a skilled driver.
No. She stopped. She should have a bumper sticker that says, "I stop for potholes."
Yeah, and she did. And there's a lot of potholes.
Everyone.
So everyone that's, like, you know, connected to a theory of a global cabal, let me tell you. They can't figure fucking potholes out, folks. There's no any greater mystery of anyone pulling any strings, except maybe the Department of Transportation that pulls zero strings when it comes to fucking potholes.
They're probably
when it comes to potholes, they're in a witness protection program.
Oh my god, how's that for a conspiracy theory?
I was gonna call it a conspiracy,
but right? Maybe they're making the potholes.
Oh, well, listen, this... Yeah, I don't know about that.
I'm teasing.
I mean, Florida's all made of limestone, so...
Right. But no, we had the worst Uber driver ever.
And then we had someone that drove by, and his plate said J-Goat.
Yeah.
So my question to everyone else is, and I have a theory. What does J-Goat stand for?
Jerk Goat.
I was thinking that, or a J-O goat, you know, but that would need a jerk off.
Oh.
But right when I noticed the J-Goat, he immediately cut like three people off in traffic and almost caused a 4-car pileup. And I'm like, nope, definitely jerk goat. That's what the guy is.
I thought like jerk chicken, but jerk goat.
Yeah. That would be weird. But
my brain's a weird place.
Now, if you cut people off and throw herbs and seasonings out of his vehicle, then I'd be like, he's definitely the jerk chicken goat. But not 11 herbs and seasonings, because that's part of the Colonel's secret recipe. Right? And everyone knows that.
True.
Shout out to the league. Just going to throw that out there. To the league.
We love the league.
Yeah. So the Uber ride was horrific. The one on the way home was a little better. The lady just talked to me to sleep.
The other case, you get to just, hear about it now.
It was just ambient music for me just to sleep away.
Well, and then she said to me, because of course I'm the jerk that's left to talk or pretend to be awake enough to talk. But and she said she thought you were sleeping. And I'm like, well, he is. He's still asleep. What do you mean you thought he was sleeping? As past tense.
Yeah. Well, what am I? I'm not driving a car.
I think he is too. I didn't think he was. I think he is.
Right.
It was kind of weird. But she was nice. She was just very awake.
Yeah, she wanted to have a conversation. So then it was like a Charles Dickens novel, you know. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. And, you know, you had one Uber driver that was completely socially awkward and did not know how to handle a vehicle. And the other one would not shut up. Like, there's got to be a little in between. Yeah. Like, I'm not in there. It's not taxi cab confessions. Listen, are you giving me money? Like, what are we doing here? Just, you know, I'd hate to say shut up and drive. It sounds too shut up and dribble, but shut up and dribble.
I think shut up and drive could be the name of like a Taylor Swift song. Oh, wait. She asked us if we were Swifties. I just remembered that.
Oh, no. Well, it's because I am a big fan of Swifters, and I was very confused what she was talking about. I'm like, yeah, it's great on dust.
Those are called Swiffers. That's like the age-old debate. No, there's no T. Hmm.
I always add a T to everything. Melissa, you know, for example. Big Mike.
Can we call this episode There's No T?
Yeah, There's No T. And these nuts. I do have to say, Chris. WrestleMania, day one, all right, you know, kind of setting the table. Night two, most epic WrestleMania. I was like a child.
Oh my God. They were like our Uber drivers. Completely different.
Yeah. Yeah. Night one was like the
first driver.
The lady that had a lot of difficulties. I mean, Uber probably gets tax credits for hiring her, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink. And then the other night, a lot of passion, youth, and exuberance, you know?
Right. Like the night shift girl driving us.
So, the main event. Oh, well, first off, I got to say, a lot of belts change hands. I was surprised. Mm-hmm. You know, Intercontinental tag teams. Rhea was really the only one that walked away holding the belt. But, all right. On the message board, talking about Undertaker and sweet Melissa. What was my reaction when Undertaker's music hit?
I think it was
off
my mind. I think it's exactly what it says on the message.
I definitely jumped off the couch and yelled.
Oh, I can picture it now.
I think I yelled yes. You might have even done a Daniel Bryan yes.
And it was definitely
yes. Oh, I did too.
Yeah. Hey, Subway, what's going on, bud?
Hey.
Hello.
What do you think? Good finale?
Amazing. Amazing finale. A great, great WrestleMania.
Night one or night two?
I think mainly night two. Definitely night two. I will say I did not expect Sami Zayn to beat Gunther for the IC title. I thought Gunther was going to hold on to it for a little while. But now, but good for Sammy. You know what? He deserves it.
And he has good music.
I mean, yeah, no, he's great. Great music.
His favorite.
But night two, especially the World Heavyweight Championship match, the cash in, that happened.
WTF.
I really enjoyed it. Oh, yeah.
About
time. Yeah, no.
But it pissed me off.
Yep.
Subway, I gotta say this. After watching that main event, though, it took all these years, how they set up that final match, you know, and then all these guys come to defense, like Cena comes out there, The Undertaker,
Rollins with the Shield uniform.
Oh, that was poetry. Wearing the Shield. Going back to what he said months ago, he's like, you need help. I will be, and he said, I quote, I will be your Shield.
Casey knew it right away.
It came out, and Roman got caught up in a moment, saw him, and had to hit him with the chair, and then that broke open Cody. But for Roman to lose, and the way he did, and how he had to lose, that, I mean, you had multiple champions getting involved.
Yeah.
I have to say, for him to lose his belt is what it took for me to say, I acknowledge the tribal chief.
Yep. Oh.
Heck of a run. Yeah.
Well, actually, I don't know if you realize, Roman Reigns hitting Rollins with the chair. This happened like almost 10 years ago when Rollins hit Roman with the chair to break up the Shield.
Yeah, that was 10 years ago.
Yeah. And I don't know if you saw when Cody was pinning Roman to win the title, Roman was quickly gave like a little smile when Cody was pinning him.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Hmm.
I'll have to re-watch, look back at that.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Kudos to WWE. It was a pretty fun event. And absolutely. You know, clearly Triple H is running the show. You know, it's no more Vince.
Yeah.
Do they still Vince. Make kudos?
Probably. I forgot about kudos. Those are pretty good.
Yeah. Just asking for a friend.
Yeah.
Yes. They still make pot stickers, just throwing that out there.
Yeah, I mean, great WrestleMania in general. Triple H doing a great job. He's doing a better job than Tony Khan in AEW right now, because I don't even know what the hell they're doing.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right?
What, AEW?
Khan.
Yeah, oh, did you not
hear Khan!
That? Khan's hot dogs use dead cat meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Casey, you don't know what happened in AEW, what they just recently did?
They showed the video of CM Punk, and I don't know why you do that, and it actually doesn't help Tony Khan. It actually is, I don't know. It's petty and dumb, and now you just seem just as petty and dumb as CM Punk, so congratulations.
Yeah, and congratulations. Also, it's giving like how do you say it? It's like flashback to a Bash at the Beach in WCW. Hmm. And we
do
know
you
how
think they did that on purpose?
What happened. Oh, no, for sure they did it on purpose, because Punk was it was for sure on purpose.
Okay.
Punk was he was recapping, like, he was telling the incident how it was, and I'll still say it, like, you know, what Perry was thinking about, not a smart move. I mean, breaking a window from a rental car, not smart. Was not
yeah
smart
especially
at all.
Especially if you don't get the insurance.
Yeah,
you know, that's gonna cost you.
Those things are why they sell insurance.
But he probably has the money because of his this his family's estate.
Gosh, that could go a lot of places.
Yep.
Money and stealing and estates. That's a lot of news stories right now.
It is. Hey, speaking of news story, how about them Oakland A's heading to Sacramento, the old Sac Town?
Whoa.
Hear this? Their subway.
I did. So Sacramento is going to have two teams now, in the two sports teams now.
Yes, they have the River Cats and they have the Unwanted Athletics.
Yep. And then the Sacramento
and the Athletics have nowhere to go. Really.
I just got depressed.
They don't have a stadium deal lined up in Vegas. They could be a traveling. They're going to be a traveling shit show, is what they're going to be. Who would play for the A's? I mean, honestly, I mean, I guess if that's you need work, I guess you play there.
I bet a Jay Goat would.
Oh, that guy's going to play. Well, if they serve jerk chicken, then yeah, he's going to be there.
And your goat.
Okay, so someone said on a message board about Vegas. So there is a lawsuit with some people, and I think it has to do with like a school board. It's like schools over sports, where they don't want all the money just to go to one sports team. Like they're like, if we're raising tax revenue, it's got to go to like the greater good, not just a billionaire that doesn't want to spend money, which I can understand their, you know, see on that, because this guy is a J-goat. Fisher is, the A's just have the history of finding an owner that knows how to find talent and then is cheap as hell and then running the team further into the ground. I mean, Chuck Finley had built a dynasty, and if he kept that team together, they probably would have won every World Series in the 70s. But he couldn't keep the team together because he was so cheap. Raleigh Fingers goes to Milwaukee. Reggie went to Baltimore, and then later the Yankees. Catfish goes to the Yankees.
Did you just say Raleigh Fingers?
Raleigh Fingers.
Yeah, that was a baseball player. He was a closer.
Listen, that guy was a man's man.
Wait, was that his
one of the best mustaches of all time?
Oh, absolutely. He looked like he had a villain mustache. And this guy would throw out. He's like, close the game. He's like, no problem. I'll pitch for three innings and then close this game out.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And didn't he win like MVP at some point? Like,
I believe he won
Young,
MVP.
I know. Cy Young, I definitely know he won. I didn't know if he won MVP at one point in his career.
Yeah, I think he won it. Did he win the Cy Young what, like, right when he got to Milwaukee?
Yeah, it was 81.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was a pretty lights out guy. And then, he was just one of those guys, though, like, he got to an age and then baseball had a weird collusion thing. Like, he could have played another couple years, but they weren't paying veterans. So a lot of guys retired abruptly. So.
Yeah,
there was a big lawsuit. Yeah, I mean, you can look it up. Not gonna
really
bore you to death. But with that said,
oh yeah, he won MVP.
Yeah, Oakland signed a deal with Sacramento. So when this season ends, their contract at Oakland Alameda Coliseum is done. They cannot play in Oakland anymore. They have no lease with the city or the stadium. So they made an agreement with Sacramento. And the guy that owns the River Cats owns the Sacramento Kings, Vivek, whatever his name is. And apparently he's a friend of this guy Fisher. So they signed a binding agreement for 3 years. The A's are going to be playing their home games in Sacramento in a minor league stadium that houses like 12,000 fans or 10,000 fans.
Wait, so the Sacramento Athletics?
I guess
that sounds
the Oakland Athletics of Sacramento. It's not good, but there's this lawsuit that happened in Las Vegas kind of upended the whole stadium deal and put it in peril. So they are actually further from having a stadium, and you know, it takes like four, sometimes 5 years to build these things. There's a lot of what have you. It's not like putting up a little house.
But if you build it,
a lot of permits. Oh, yeah. Like, you know, if you put up three TVs around a pool and throw some pot stickers, people are going to show up.
From all sorts of places in Florida.
Oh, yeah. One Crazy Summer. Good reference. Yeah. That and a Godzilla suit. The message board is on fire tonight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, actually, while we're talking about a
wait, the Tropicana relocation.
No, no, the resort.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably time. Yeah.
Now, on the topic of relocations, the yes. A's are not the only sports team that is officially relocating, because 15 minutes ago, I just got that the Arizona Coyotes from the NHL, they are relocating to Salt Lake City, Utah for next season. It's official.
That's so dumb.
That's going to be a worse name than yeah. Sacramento Athletics.
Dude, you
Salt Lake Coyotes?
It just doesn't go.
Yeah. Well, look, I saw that coming. Like, no one cared about hockey in Arizona.
No. But why in Utah?
I don't know. I mean,
it's not going to work.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to if that's going to be a big hockey town. They did have minor league hockey there. It drew okay attendance. Maybe it got better from the last time I was there.
Hmm.
I thought another going back to Quebec City. I mean, you had the Nordiques.
That sounds like
Nordiques, yeah. Houston.
Yeah, you don't want to go to Houston. They don't need a hockey team. Look, you go where they're going to go crazy over hockey, like all the time. Quebec, they were ready to do it. I mean, they had everything lined up.
Yeah.
Why didn't that? What happened?
I don't know. They went to Salt Lake City. This commissioner's a bozo. He doesn't understand the sport.
Hmm.
No, he doesn't. And he's been there for so long.
He has been there for quite some time.
Too long, actually.
Yep.
Like the Tropicana.
I mean, you could thank him for having poker on TV. He's the reason.
Really?
Yeah, because they
nice.
Well, because of the strike, and they had a big lucrative contract with ESPN at the time, so ESPN had nothing to air, so they're like, we're just going to air poker, and then people are like, that's stupid, and then people are like, this is awesome, and then everyone started playing Texas Hold'em.
All right.
Yes. Oh. So thank you, Gary Bettman.
But that was
also, that's why ESPN did not show hockey or talk about hockey for like 15 years. To like F that sport.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it cost them millions and millions and millions of dollars. They were, yeah. No, I mean, they have like one game a week, I think they play now.
Wow.
But,
huh. Yeah.
Hmm. Things that make you go, hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, so I didn't hear about the Coyotes. So how soon are they making this move? Are they getting the Mayflower ready and the Mayflower trucks, a la
oh yeah
Baltimore Colts?
No, this is like immediate. Oh yeah, no. This is immediately like next year they are Utah. They will be Utah like strip like yeah 2024 2025 they will be in Salt Lake City. No more Arizona.
Yeah, well, they haven't been a good franchise in Arizona.
No.
And so they won't be a good franchise in Salt Lake, and it won't matter.
No, probably not. I mean, they've been mismanaged. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, look, just because you move doesn't mean your problems go away. Your problems, trust me, they're going to find you. It's a...
Yeah.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah, we're getting deep here on warm beer and the cheap seats.
Yeah, you know, I'm just going to whack some... you know what? If I'm going to whack some philosophy and stuff, if you're a male adult and you're in a professional setting and you're conducting business with other professionals, stop texting LOL. You are a moron. Okay. I'm just telling you right now. All right. You are a moron.
Childish.
You are the problem, not the solution.
Yeah, your parents should have spanked you, okay? You got hugged
Look at
way
the message board.
Too much.
There's no such thing as getting hugged way too much.
This kid got, a lot of these kids got hugged too much, you know, helicopter parents, you know. You know, the helicopter parent they should have had was Blue Thunder. That's the helicopter parent I want. That's right.
Blue Thunder, yep.
That's right. Just shooting up downtown LA. That's the one I want.
I've never seen so many LOLs at one time.
Yeah.
As I am right now.
Might as well just like, hey champ, LOL, you know.
Oh my God, I just realized I put LOL too.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about that later.
It's contagious.
Yeah, I just don't get it. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's a generational thing. Maybe I'm Archie Bunker, you know.
I like Archie Bunker.
Actually, I do like Archie Bunker too, you know, and his buffoonery. Yeah.
He knew what was up. There's no LOLing in business.
Yeah, I just don't get it. Like, how does that sound professional, LOL?
At least type out, laugh out loud. No, that doesn't work either.
Do you think...
No, that's worse.
Yeah.
Like, do you think Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, says, we're going to go fuck our customers, LOL? No, he just says, we're going to go fuck our customers, and then they go out and fuck them. You know?
LOL.
You know, do you think Elon Musk says, we're going to go ruin Twitter, LOL? No, he just says, I'm just going to ruin Twitter, and he just does it, you know?
Hey, can we do a new Ecuador Jeff shirt that says there's no LOLing in business?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the work clothesline.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Listen, Ecuador Jeff is going to be flying off the coat racks once we can learn how to sew.
Right.
Or find, like, little people to sew for us.
Right. Well, we're just going to use those websites that make shirts, right? Maybe it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, you can. I you know.
It has to be fancy, though.
No, but the profit margin is so slim. You need a really good sweatshop, I think.
Oh, well, that we could probably.
Yeah, I mean, you got to cram as many people in a small room, as little ventilation.
We have a backyard. Oh,
that's why they call it a sweatshop.
We have a backyard. They wouldn't even have to sweat.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Well, you know, they put on sprinklers and, you know, cool off.
It's a party.
Yep. Watch out for the cat poop.
Slip and slide.
LOL.
LOL. Put some trash bags out there for them to make into a slip and slide.
Yeah.
It's perfect. There's no sweating in our sweatshop. That goes on a different Ecuador Jeff shirt.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, good old Ecuador Jeff.
Right? Woop woop.
Oh, geez. I wrote down another note. I don't even know what it means. It's
I do. I already.
Wait, about hyperbole?
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yes, I do know.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy.
Huh. Oh, this is good. This was Triple H at the press conference at the end of The Good Night, night two, when he said, blah-de-blah-de-blah, hyperbole.
Oh, wait, who said that?
Triple H.
Oh.
We're, like, enjoying his talk and this and that, and he starts talking about hyperbole.
Stumbled over, and it should have been hyperbole. Yeah.
But then the two of us were like, wait, did he just say... Did anybody else catch that? Hyperbole. It's also going on an Ecuador Jeff shirt. I just don't remember what the full sentence was. Hyperbole. It's like the Super Bowl only.
Well, it's bigger.
Yeah, more hyper.
Yeah. Welcome to the Hyper Bowl, bitch.
They
LOL.
Could call, like, there could be a new event, like WrestleMania and then the Hyper Bowl. I think we're onto something.
Well, I mean, listen, Triple H, I mean, I know what they call someone else a visionary. But.
Seth Rollins.
Oh, yeah, Seth Rollins, but it's Triple H is the visionary. He's the
awesome.
Hyper Bowl.
Yes. Minus the Hyper Bowl. He's awesome.
Yes.
That was the best part, though, is that I enjoy You do too, I know, but I didn't want to speak for you. I enjoy listening to him so much. And then he says hyperbole. But somebody like that, you can throw in a hyperbole here and there. And I'm still going to listen because you're usually a good speaker. It was funny.
Yeah, it's it was a good one. It was a good one.
It was. See, I know what your notes mean.
Hey, you guys think they're going to make another James Bond movie?
Sure.
Anyone?
I'm still waiting for that one. I'm still waiting for that.
Wait for it. Wait.
I mean, they made that movie like before the pandemic. They waited to release it.
Right.
They pushed it back like 2 years.
Did they say that would be the last one or no?
Well, for Daniel Craig, yes.
Well, for Daniel Craig, but like, it's not over. Of course, I mean, Bond's still going to be over. Like, Bond is still going to be around. You know,
right? You know, they're like 3 years from releasing the movie. They have nothing. They don't have an actor. You need an actor. You need someone to be James Bond.
How do we know that? Oh, you just mentioned.
Well, apparently they allegedly they already offered the role to someone.
That's what I'm thinking. They had to have.
No, they already offered the role to someone. We don't know if he took it or not.
Oh, you know the name of the someone?
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Who's that?
Oh, that's Jonathan Taylor Thomas's brother.
All right, that's what I thought too.
Fucking.
And I was like, wait, that doesn't even make sense. And then he said it.
What a heartthrob, LOL.
How did he just say what nonsense that didn't make sense that was in my brain? How did that happen? Should I apologize?
Yeah, he's Jonathan Taylor Thomas's long lost brother. Yes.
Oh, I hope then in this James Bond they have you know, he's gotta go undercover into a like a home remodeling show with Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Hey, you stole my brain again. Look at the message board. I was in the midst of typing Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Listen, you got to be quicker. Like, he could be his Al, you know?
Be quicker than that.
Well, typing takes...
You got to be like that State Farm commercial.
Yeah.
I could be quicker typing not on my phone than I talk.
Here's another random thought. How many hikes is it going to take before Aaron Rodgers' fat ass will be back on the sidelines again? I think... 8 hikes and he's done.
Oh, is that a bet?
No. I'm not morally opposed, but I'm done with betting while it's all over TV.
Right.
Huh. I'm done with betting until what? Well, I'm not going to bet until I find out what happens with Ipe.
Well, first off, he's not done with betting. $16 million.
He's not done. $60 million. He sucks at betting.
Yeah, he definitely sucks. And then,
did he win anything?
Shohei Ohtani sucks at keeping track of his own money.
Does he though?
Yeah,
$16 million, and he's like, "Oh, I didn't know till the reporters told me something happened."
Yeah, but aren't we pretty sure that's bullshit?
No, Melissa, he can't put out a statement. It's got to be true.
Everything on the internet's true.
It's for honor.
Even the lies. Oh, God. Big Ed said he's going to buy a lot of panties from the
vending
machine.
Oh, and then udon noodles.
Oh.
Udon noodles. They're
why
noodles.
Didn't he just say that? When you spell it, I don't know what that means.
Udon. Well, do you say spaghetti noodles or do you say spaghetti?
No, but when you said udon, I've heard you say that. But if you type it, I can't hear it.
And first off, people need to stop saying bocce ball. It's just bocce. You're just saying ball like a moron. Stop it. It's just bocce.
Stop the madness.
Yeah. LOL. Yeah, you sound like a real J-Go.
J-Go.
No, that's... Hold on.
That's like LOL in capital letters.
Yeah, I'm just going to spell it out on the
right. So everybody so you can see get on what the, get on the J-Goat train.
Yeah.
Let's see this.
Oh, man. J-Goat. Hey, so yes, the J-Goat. The jerk. The greatest of all time jerks. Oh. No. All right.
What if we had a silent episode where we only talked on the message board? Because I kind of want to do that now. It probably wouldn't be very good. Oh, we don't have to try it.
Wait, what are we trying?
I said, what if we did a silent episode one day when we just talked on the message board?
Oh, a silent film tribute.
Yeah. There you go. Silence is golden.
Yeah, I'm doing my Buster Keaton impersonation. No one is appreciating it, you know.
Who's that?
Oh, God. You know, maybe silent film actor. A tribute to the... Yeah.
What's a... That's a
She's like, one. I don't know what he sounds like,
that
you
makes
know.
Makes sense. It all makes sense.
Yeah.
To somebody.
Yeah, so with that said... Subway, do you have a list for us tonight?
Uh-oh. Hello?
What?
Oh, my God.
I'm here.
Do you have a list? Up? A list?
Not a list.
Yes. Yes, I do, actually.
Oh.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Wait, wait. Subways? I wasn't listening. Subway's list.
All right. I originally wanted to find a list based on something big that happened this week. I don't know if we're gonna eventually talk about it.
Uh-oh. It's the elephant in the room. Wait, is
maybe,
it the top 10
I mean,
people that OJ murdered?
No.
That's...
What? But, you know, many of the... Okay, fine. Yes, I tried finding a list that had to do something with OJ, but many of the lists were pretty bad, and I didn't want to do it. So I decided to do like a little correlation, and I did a little correlation to his
top
little car chase.
Orange
in
juices.
1990.
All right, wait. All right, hold on. Top 10 what?
So I wanted to do like a little correlation to the car chase, and that car chase was filmed during the NBA finals. So I want to do the top 10 best NBA players of the 1990s.
That's awesome. That is totally like
yes.
circumventing. I love it.
Okay, right. I think the 1990s I think is the peak of the NBA.
And also the peak
and
of
the culture of the NBA. Yes, and murder trials.
There you go.
Especially ones that are on TV.
Right.
So basically, this list is by Basketball Reference.
That's a website.
So they are pretty reliable.
Like Baseball Reference. I got
yep,
you. Yeah,
same group, just different sport.
Yeah, they also do the
these and
they do the Sports Wordle.
That'd be fun.
Well, no, it's the Immaculate.
Yes, Committee. They do.
Oh,
but it's the Wordle for sports.
Yes.
I was gonna say, how many five-letter
yeah.
sports words?
Yeah. So these are guys that excelled in the 90s based on success and individual accolades. So guys like Magic Johnson probably won't be on this list because
he had AIDS.
Played like 2 years. In
the
90s.
Oh
yes,
he doesn't have it anymore.
Thought it was AIDS. He should have stepped up before he prepped up.
Shit. There went our ratings. There they went.
Yeah,
I can see.
That's it. I made an AIDS joke.
Folks, you can make fun of us because we'll still laugh.
Yep.
Make fun of everybody. Then it makes it okay.
That's very God, weird.
All right. Really we'll start with we'll start with Casey for this list.
Hmm. Reggie Miller.
Oh.
Reggie Miller, the Knicks killer, number 10.
Oh, I see how you tied it in. Right?
Yes.
Yep. All right, sweet Melissa. I know you know names.
I do. And one of my favorite players back then, who I found out maybe, I don't know, maybe he's not a great, I don't know. But Anthony Hardaway.
Penny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Penny Hardaway. Mm-hmm. They also call him Penny. He's not on the list.
Oh.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah, also there's no honorable mentions on here.
Okay. Better luck next time for me.
All right, Casey.
Well, this is going to be a tough list, but I'm trying to stay away from the very obvious one, but someone who I don't think is terrible.
I was going to say it too.
Charles.
Oh.
A.K.A. the round mound of rebound, Barkley.
Yeah, Charles Barkley. He's number 8.
Oh.
Yes. Sir Charles, baby.
Now, did you say this list is not based on basketball?
No, it is.
It is.
Top 10 players of the 90s.
All right. Okay. Sorry. Well, Shaquille O'Neal. That's my Charles Barkley.
You know what? I see the correlation there. Unfortunately, Shaquille O'Neal is not on the list.
What?
Wow.
I think you know what I think. It's more, I think it's more. He's more of a 2000s guy. You know, he's more of a 2000s.
Yeah, he came in through like half the decade too. You know, as opposed to the guys that played the whole decade.
Mm.
Say, like also, for example,
he entered in 92.
So we're gonna throw math into the equation.
Yes. Hold on. We got someone. We got a special caller.
Oh.
The captain.
Special.
Oh, really?
Captain, are you there? It's a different captain.
Yay.
Hello. Hold on.
Oh, captain, my captain.
I don't think... Is he there?
Hello. We'll give him a second to chime in.
Okay.
David Robinson in his neighborhood?
Yes, that would be a good one. I got one. Yep. Hakeem Olajuwon.
Because that's just
the dream.
Hakeem Olajuwon. The dream. He is number 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy who won the finals in 1994 when the OJ car chase happened.
Sure did. John Starks is still shooting bricks.
Yeah, he did not win that game when OJ did the car chase, though.
No. No.
Rick?
No. All right.
Oh, wait. Oh, hold on. Captain, are you there?
Oh, yep.
To the league!
Yay!
To the league. There we go. The other captain. Oh, yes. Nothing refuses the other captain.
Yay!
It calls it.
So I understand you were avoiding one name, but Scottie Pippen has to be on that list.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Scottie Pippen. You already know. He is number 5.
Yay. Wow. Oh, good.
Scottie's up there pretty good.
We definitely need some help with this list.
Good job.
I mean, that 1 year. Yeah, shout out to the captain.
They won more games. They won more games the year after Jordan left than the year before he left.
Yeah. They made it pretty far.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Science. They didn't make it as far, but they won more games.
They did.
I've never heard sports referred to as science.
And nobody said Patrick Ewing?
Oh, yeah.
Just kind of saving it.
Patrick Ewing.
He's the captain.
Patrick Ewing. He's number 7.
Congratulations, Captain. He's number 7.
another Big East guy right there.
Subway's getting
again,
so excited.
Another Big East guy.
I don't even watch basketball.
Yeah, we were talking about Big East last.
So far, pretty good.
Big East is probably the best conference in college basketball, and it's been proven Monday. So, congrats to UConn.
Oh, they did win.
Yep.
Yep. I'm gonna go again. Charles Barkley. How about that? We're the 9th.
No, we got Barkley at number 8 already there, bub.
I had connection issues.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Who do you got so far?
All right. So we have Hakeem, Scottie Pippen, Patrick Ewing, Barkley, Reggie Miller.
Those are pretty good. What about Alonzo Mourning?
Ooh, he's not on the list.
Oh.
See, all right.
He's one of those guys like Shaq.
I'm thinking of an old Houston guy from University of Houston that played with Hakeem. The Glide.
Give it to me.
Clyde Drexler.
Ooh. Yeah, number 9.
Nice. There we go. Drex, yeah. Baby.
Wait, have I gotten none?
And he did play with him in Houston in the Rockets in 95 when they won.
Sure did.
I've gotten 0.
95? That's weird. Oh, I heard that wrong. Connections.
Yeah, I played with the Houston Rockets in 95. I was off the bench. I was right behind Robert Horry.
You were the number 7, man. I remember it.
Yeah.
But it was the Salt Lake City Houston Rockets.
Was yeah. That?
What?
Yeah. It was.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, all right. It was on the message board. I'm surprised no one jumped on it. The Admiral, David Robinson.
I didn't. Oh, yes, I did. I said it out loud. I just said it before it was my turn.
Oh, sorry, sweet Melissa. So David Robinson's number 3.
I think I get that one because I read it. I just didn't know who it was.
Yeah, she thought it. So no, let's give her credit. Yeah.
That doesn't make any. Yes.
We'll give her credit.
yay.
A plus.
I thought of all of those ones.
How many have left, boys? How many left?
We're missing great. Number 1, number 2, and number 6.
This is the best we've ever done.
Yeah, it's obviously Craig Elo. So let's save that for last.
Who?
or maybe it's Kiki Vandeweghe. I don't know.
What's it, the Duncan Dutchman?
Yeah.
Or it's probably Lafayette Lever.
Bernard King.
Lederhosen?
Yeah.
90s.
What are we talking?
You know, I'm not really good with time. Kobe rounds.
Kobe Bryant's not on here.
Is his first name Scott? Is he on the list?
Scott Van Pelt.
No. Yeah, Scott Van Pelt.
Oh, Scott Skiles?
Well, that was on the message. Who's the Scott?
Yep.
Oh, we're not talking WWF anymore. E, whatever.
Wasn't there a Scott that was really tall?
Yeah, Scott Steiner. No.
Yeah. Oh, Scott Steiner.
Who's that?
Wow, he's number 6.
Nuh-uh.
No.
No.
Scott Hall, is that?
Steiner's a wrestler.
What am I thinking?
That's also a wrestler.
Hey, yo.
Oh.
Yeah, hey, yo. Yeah.
Shit. I've been turned.
How about Gary Payton?
John Starks.
Yes, it is John Starks.
No, get out of here.
No, it's not John Starks.
Oh, I believe
you. Yeah, no, because he sucks.
I would put Anthony Mason over John Starks.
Yeah.
Who are these people?
Scott.
You know I have John Starks' Starks' autograph.
That's
you do?
Good for you.
I do, yeah.
Hey, he paid you to take the autograph.
Yeah, he did.
I have Frank's autograph from Discount Auto Parts because he had to return an order That guy brought my order back and he had to sign the receipt. Look at me.
Yeah. That...
also, that's
a Yeah. No, not so much.
He was great in middle school.
I got a submission from the chat from the other Casey.
I was gonna say it.
Let him have it.
Yeah, Carl Malone. Let him have it because he also got the exact number. It's Carl Malone's number 2.
Yep.
Oh. That's why I was gonna when he got
the only thing he was delivering was illegitimate children.
Oh.
Yes.
Yep.
Not my baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And oddly enough, you like to call women baby cakes. I have inside scores on that one.
A scores?
Shorts.
What?
Yeah, you'd refer to his lady friends as baby cakes. Like, hey, baby cakes.
Wait, is your inside source related to you by chance?
No. I can't.
No.
It's an inside source. I can't tell you. You don't understand how that works. Hi, I'm Deep Throat, but let me tell you my name. Like, it don't work that way. That's a Nixon reference, everyone. Everyone just relax. Oh. Keep your clothes on.
Holy crap.
Yeah, all we need is number 6.
Well, if we know number 1's Craig E.
Oh, he got it.
Who is it?
What?
He got it.
John Stockton.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, yep, yep.
I liked him.
Why were they all just like, let's name the whole starting lineup of the 1992 U.S. Olympic team? It's literally just wasted.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got to go back in the kitchen and cook. So I'm out of here. To the league!
To the league.
To the league.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the captain of the league.
Yay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so happy.
And then number one's awesome. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh.
This is the first time we've actually completed a list. Because we know who number one is.
Yeah, Craig Elo.
Yeah, Craig Elo. Yeah,
who's that?
No, it's Mark Price.
Craig Elo
everyone
has
knows.
His own.
It's Mark Price.
Mark Price, everyone. Who should be in the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
You have to Google.
Actually, it's Alex Inglis.
I'm waiting for them.
Well, he played through the 80s. Alex Inglis is still scoring 22 points a night somewhere. Mm-hmm. No defense.
Oh, I did describe that guy, but he's not on the same team as I was thinking.
No. Oh, Adrian Dantley, too.
Yeah.
Who are these people?
Maurice Cheeks.
That sounds cute.
Yep. Norm Nixon.
Oh, man.
Norm McDonald.
Yeah, Norm McDonald. Hey, you ever notice?
Oh, he's probably happy right now.
Aww.
He is.
Oh, he's happy. He's got to be happy right now.
Yeah, except he's dead.
Except he's dead. He you know...
Hey, I'd be happy right now, except the problem is, I'm dead. I'm dead. That's what you'd say right now. Like, hey, I'd be happy about it right now, you know, with the OJ and stuff, but I'm dead.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to acknowledge OJ because of just the pop culture phenomenon,
NFL.
What it was.
Yeah.
Well, NFL, but I mean, you're not old enough to remember. This was my Who Shot J.R. Ewing. And everyone knows where you were when you turned on the TV and you see that stupid white Bronco driving around the L.A. freeway at 45 miles an hour.
Except me, because I had to really do some head scratching. I thought I knew, but no.
I was actually going to sleep. I was working for my brother for the summer, sleeping on his couch. And one of his friends called the house and said, you have to turn on the TV. Mm. Like, kind of sleeping, dude. And he's like, you have to turn on the TV. Turn on the TV. And
watch the car on a highway for the next 4 hours.
Sure did. And we talked on the phone the whole time while it went down.
Hmm. What time was it?
Now, let me ask you. Now, let me ask you a question about that trial. when the verdict came in, where were you guys? Because that's like, where were you guys when you guys heard about the verdict?
Well, I was Judge Ito, so I was there. No, I was in college, and I was home from class. I was actually just, you know, home where I was living at the time, and you know, watch the verdict on TV.
Huh. I got confused because, so if you were in college, I'm all confused. I know that's shocking to everybody listening right now. I can picture myself being in grade school, but I would think like junior high, like eighth grade, maybe. Well, it had to have been ish.
Yeah, grade school. I think that's like, yeah.
But I can picture myself watching The Chase, and then Casey and I were talking last night and realizing, well, he knew right away the exact date of The Chase, which was summertime. So I was not in school. So then I bet you it was
June
for the trial. Yeah. But I bet you we watched the trial and they showed The Chase. I was?
Yeah.
No, the message board.
Wait.
I was going to say, where's Craig when I need him? No, I wasn't.
Well, listen, if
1994? The cap...
No. Wait.
No,
wait a minute.
That is not... 94 was the chase, not the trial went long after
that.
Oh,
Craig's right then.
Yeah.
Huh.
The trial went to the following
95.
Year. Correct.
Well, Craig, where were you? I know you're making dinner, but tell us on the...
Well, he was where you were your same year.
I know, but I mean exactly where was he?
Well, you were probably in class. It was like the middle of the day. It was like 1 o'clock or something.
I know, but in the rare event that maybe we were in the same class, it would really help me. Because I'm picturing watching The Chase, and I thought it was at St. Margaret Mary where I went to school before high school. Oh.
Yeah, see, the message board is getting a little confused because the other case he's saying where I was, but that was when he got arrested.
Oh, so it is.
And the trial went through like that whole year. It took like about a year to do it because it had all these motions and sequesters, and then they were like interviewing witness without jury, with jury, and it just kind of went back and forth. I mean, they dragged out those poor people that were in that jury made $14 and you know, they were there for like a year.
Well, and their lives were on the line.
Yeah.
Craig, how did you know you were at lunch walking to Loretta? There was not like very much technology then. Did people come outside screaming?
Yeah, because that would have been acceptable where you were going to school.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think anything went for that jury and the whole thing, right? I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know.
Well.
Cato.
Cato Caitlin.
I know.
It was OJ's buddy.
I know.
Lived in the guest house.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then you have also his other buddies, Robert Kardashian.
Of
Johnny Cochran. Kardashians.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian.
I only found out who they were like 2 years ago. That's how important they are to me. Yeah.
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 Yep. See, that's okay.
Well,
I'll live under
it. It is what it is, you know.
It is. And it ain't what it ain't.
Yep.
But OJ's gone, so you know that kind of wraps that up. You know.
Crazy.
You know, he didn't feel remorseful about anything, so I guess that just sums it up on OJ's end. So, so just kind of share the same sentiment towards him, you know. So,
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Yeah. Well, it's just one of those things, but it was one of those things that you kind of remember, you know, for our generation or my generation. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just kind of, it was just like one of these things. There was these surreal moment that played out on TV, and it wasn't just the chase, but the whole circus of the trial. I don't know.
So. Yeah. Well, I remember parts. There's a lot I remember. It's just that I thought, you know, have you ever had anything that from your younger years where you're like, oh yeah, I remember this. And then you all of a sudden realize that it can't be.
What do you mean?
Like how I thought I remembered watching it from, I can picture the classroom that I thought I watched it in.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that could happen. You can get confused and, yeah, you know, your memories get jumbled or whatever.
Well, and then I actually did have my brain jumbled not very long after that.
Right.
I'm realizing.
Right.
Shaken baby syndrome.
Yep. Yeah, well, it happens.
But there's definitely things that you can't forget about it, about that whole thing.
It was a weird turn of events for sure. And, well, whatever, we just kind of move on from there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But with that said, you know, hey, NBA, that was a good list there, Subway.
Didn't
mean to get on a downer turn with OJ. Man, he'll right? just...
You ruined it.
Yeah, he strikes again. Hmm? He killed the vibe. That's what OJ does. Crap. Yeah, what a J-goat.
Crap, J-goat.
Do you think his last words were LOL?
I think his last words was, I did it.
Yeah.
Oops, I did it again.
And then they realized it was he farted when he died. So, I don't know.
Craig just fixed my brain.
Oh, and how did he fix your brain?
Well, I figured it out. I think I was combining two schools. You know.
Right. Huge.
Oh, wow.
Well, next it happens. Topic. Yeah.
Do you want news or are we done with news?
Yeah, let's go with quick news that we can use.
All right. I figured we would, you know, change the subject from murder or not or whatever. Yeah. Do I get music? Oh, man.
Let me see. Oh, this.
Is that good? We have to wait for it. Yeah. Coming at you live is Sweet Melissa with probably not breaking news. Current or not so current events.
Okay.
This one's current though. So you got to tell me, Casey, if you saw this article. The subject line says, Tom Brady open to a comeback if a contender lost its quarterback late in season.
Yeah, that's a stupid story. I mean, it's a hypothetical, like.
Right.
Who cares?
If the stars and the moon all get in a line.
We're playing what ifs. I'm sure if you asked Brett Favre that question, he'd be like, yeah, I'll come back. I'll wear my Wrangler jeans and, you know, throw haymakers, you know.
Did you read it, though, or no?
No, I didn't, because it's clickbait. Like, Tom Brady's not coming. He's 47 yeah. now. I mean, come on, guys. Let's calm down.
Well, it's a short article, and there's not even clickbait, though.
Yeah, because you know what? Because there's nothing there. The whole article is clickbait. That's clickbait. You open the article. It's all right. I don't know how to phrase this. Like
April Fool's joke.
No, it was on April 11th.
No, it was recent. Like someone asked a question, like it was deep dive, and they're like, "Hey, I think we got something." Like, You got nothing. Like, Brady's not coming back. He's not coming back.
Right.
I'm curious if he's actually going to take the job at Fox and actually broadcast.
That's funny that you said that, because this article says, well, I knew this would bring up lots of things to talk about. The article says, I'm not opposed to it. I don't know if they're going to let me. If I become an owner of an NFL team, I don't know.
Well, and that's the thing. I think he had put in a bid to buy a share or portion of the Raiders. Okay. I don't know if that went through or not, but I know that's he was actively in talks with that pumpkin pie haircutted freak that owns the Raiders.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then it says, without being asked to name a team, Brady brought up the Raiders and the Patriots as teams he could envision playing for. I don't know.
A player owner. Can you imagine?
Well, and that's where I was going with that, is that if he is going to talk, you know, he's talking about being an owner, can you also be a broadcaster?
He should just do it all.
Yeah. An owner, player, broadcaster.
He's broadcasting. He's like, all right, this is what I'm calling the Blue 32. Hike. Yeah, and he's like, I'm going to throw it down to the left side because that guy's a slapdick loser and he won't be able to cover this, you know. So they call him Toast.
Wow.
It's because he got burnt, Melissa.
Thank you.
Whoa. That's the cat. That was the cat. Oh, my God. That was the cat.
Yeah, it was a hairball.
Oh, boy.
Casey's making me choke. Oh, wow. That was scary. Whoa, look at the message board.
All right, focus on your news story.
Well,
that was your only story?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's your only story?
Well, I mean, I have more, but I was trying to be short and sweet.
Well, let's get one more.
Okay.
Oh,
well, if I get more music. Which one? Hold on, please.
Oh, boy.
Okay, well, maybe it's time for this one. It's a little bit longer, but I don't have to read the whole thing.
Okay.
So this sort of, to me, goes in line with the juice guy.
Okay.
Because you remember things about a certain news-related items.
Okay.
Newsworthy. Okay. I'm not going to say who wrote this because it's Casey's not-so-favorite company, but 40 forgotten. I'm not going to read the whole thing.
BuzzFeed.
Yeah. 40 forgotten pandemic trends from 4 years ago that are kind of blowing my mind is what the article is called.
All right. Number one, blowjobs.
Oh my God. What if we did a top 10? I'm just kidding. That would never work.
Yeah. No.
Some of these things I never heard of. Some of them we've all heard of. Like, I never wore a pillowcase. That's for certain. Apparently, there was a pillow challenge. Apparently, a pillow challenge on Instagram, which I didn't even know there were any. Kind of
challenge. I wish there was a pillow challenge. Putting a pillow on their heads.
But so I had to go like way down to find.
How would Letterman say that? Why should I put a pillow on her head?
The dreaded Zoom happy hour, which I don't know why it would be dreaded, but it makes me think of when Subway's dad was playing music for us on Facebook Live.
Yep.
That was not.
Oh, my dreaded. Buddy Colette. Yeah. And happy retirement there, Bub.
Oh, see? There we go.
Happy retirement.
And then it shows the Tiger King and Carol Baskin, which
never watched an episode.
I never did either, but I never completely did. Forgot about.
And by the way, her zoo's closed.
Oh, amazing!
In case you are wondering.
Yes.
Hoarding toilet paper, of course, we all remember that.
Yep.
But seeing a picture, it's just it's bittersweet and bitter. Hoarding meat, I never did, but I know people hoarded all kinds of things. This I liked, hoarding basically everything except Corona beer. I had to think about that a second.
Yeah, people stopped buying Corona beer because they were, well.
Right.
Right.
Obvious reasons. Look at the next one. Ha! I posted something like that.
Oh, when people bought water but Dasani. Yeah, I mean, because that's not water. Let's
that's like
honest.
Every hurricane in Florida. No sanitizer. Okay, I didn't know this. I meant to look into this more, and maybe Subway, you could tell us.
Oh, yeah, the New York governor had a press conference every day.
But and he said today is Saturday, and like on the screen it said today is Saturday.
Yes.
Like nobody knew what day it was.
That happened.
I don't know.
It looks like it
on Twitter or something.
It says it's Saturday. Wear a mask.
Yeah. And put on your nipple ring.
What?
I don't know.
We'll send it to you, Subway. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you have a lot of lawsuits, you should listen to them. Nope.
And then it shows what's her face? Reese Witherspoon on March 1st and April 1st. And March 1st, she's like all pretty and happy. And
because everything was still, you know, whatever.
And then April 1st, she looks a mess because you can't get your makeup, you know.
Or outside. You got no toilet paper. Only thing that's left is Dasani and Corona beer.
Making sourdough bread.
Oh, yeah.
Buying a Nintendo Switch, I didn't do.
Nope.
And playing Animal Crossing.
I don't know what that is, but.
Clapping for essential workers. The next one says making fun of celebrities for clapping to empty fields for essential workers. That's pretty funny.
Yep. Oh yeah, hyper realistic cakes. That was a thing. That was kind of weird.
That's pretty funny.
Well, I think we covered it all on that one.
Yep.
Because now we're just looking and scrolling, and it's not the same. It doesn't have the same effect as people that are. The same effect.
Whoa!
There we go, Subway.
What happened? Who was that?
Well, that's our buddy Tripp telling us it's time to wrap it up. This is WBCS. I want to thank the cat for calling in. Subway, good list. Sweet Melissa, catch you later. Big Mike, we'll be back. This is WBCS. Keep the shoddy side up.
And the greasy side down.
Peace.